Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due. The unique with perfect attributes, he begets not nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. Today inshallah sisters we have class number 6 of the new start, and the title of the class, don't worry, your provision is granted. Inshallah, today we will continue to learn about the laws of provision according to the rules of Islam. Actually, in the previous class, we learned that the word provision includes all what Allah decreed for you, that is to say, health, life, family, wealth, and the spiritual provision, which is the most precious, as we learned in last class. We also learned the first law of provision, which is that Allah is the only provider. So long Allah is the owner of everything, so Allah is the provider of everything. We also learned the second law of provision. Allah's provision is unlimited. Allah can provide whoever He wills with no limitations. These were the two laws of provision which we learned in the first class of provision. Today, inshallah, we will learn the third law of provision. Allah will provide sustenance to every living creature on the earth. We will read now from Surah number 11, verse number 6, to know about this fact, inshallah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما من دابة في الأرض إلا على الله رزقها ويعلم مستقرها ومستودعها كل في كتاب مبين. And no moving living creature is there on earth, but its provision is due from Allah, and He knows its dwelling place and its deposit. Allah, all in the clear book, the book of decree, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sisters, this verse of the Quran, okay, is clarifying that, okay, we must learn that out of His free will, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen to provide sustenance to every living creature on the earth. Okay, so you must be confident that inshallah you will always have sustenance, because this is the choice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to provide to every living creature on the earth. So Allah has given the earth the ability to meet the needs of all the creatures, and Allah has given these creatures the ability to get their sustenance. Okay? So all the creatures which live on the earth, either human being or animals or plants, okay, they must be sure that Allah will provide them. Now we will read again about the rule that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen to provide sustenance to every living creature on the earth. So your sustenance is up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be sure that inshaAllah you will have sustenance and you will have a provision, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses to have this responsibility. So it is not your responsibility to provide yourself. Your responsibility is to try the means and then to have trust in Allah that Allah will provide you. Now we will read from Surah number 29, Surah Al-Ankabut. We will read from Surah number 29, verse number 60. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَكَأَيِّمْ مِنْ دَابَّةٍ لَا تَحْمِلُ رِزْقَهَا اللَّهُ يَرْزُقُهَا وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. And so many a moving living creature carries not its own provision. Allah provides for it and for you, and He is the all-hearer, all-knower. Allah provides for all the living creatures. The people may think that they produce the means of sustenance, but the fact is that Allah grants them the ways and the means to obtain what they need for their living. They are all Allah's servants traveling on Allah's earth. This fact must be, sisters, clear to every one of us. You try the means, you know, to have the provision. But the provider is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This must be clear to every one of us, so that you always believe that your provision is only up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we will read again from surah number 51, Surah Al-Dhariyat, verse number 22 and 23, to know and to realize and to believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide every living creature. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah number 51, verse number 22 and 23. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Wa fi al-thamai rizqukum wa ma tu'adun. Fawa rabbi al-thamai wal-ardi innahu lahaq. Innahu lahaqun mithla ma annakum tantiqun. And in the heaven is your provision, and that which you are promised. Then by the Lord of the heavens and the earth, it is the truth, just as it is the truth that you can speak. Again, sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, is the provider of all the provisions on the earth. Man works hard and expects to receive his share as a result of his work. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching the man to turn his attention to the sky, to the heavens, to Allah, where his share will be determined up in the heavens. You try all the means on the earth, because all the sources of provision are on the earth. But you must be sure that your share of provision will be determined in the heavens by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we must look for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who created the means of the provision, the one who will determine your share of that provision. We will read now again, sisters, from surah number 17, verse number 31. Okay, to be sure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide every human and every living creature. So don't worry for the provision. This is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we will read from surah number 17, Surah Al-Isra, verse number 31. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولا تقتلوا أولادكم خشية إملاق نحن نرزقهم وإياكم إن قتلهم كان خطأ كبيرا. And kill not your children for fear of poverty. We shall provide for them as well as for you. Surely the killing of them is a great sin. Again, sisters, we must know that the people in the pre-Islamic Arabia, they used to bury their daughters alive, and actually because, you know, they were ignorant about the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding provisions. Daughters and sons, all, both of them are forms of Allah's provision, which we need to thank Allah for. Also, we need to believe that Allah, the provider, will send the provision for the offspring as well as for the parents. This is a message of reassurance for parents who fear poverty when they have offspring. Again and again, sister, there are some people whom they believe that I cannot have a child, or, you know, except when I am sure that I have this amount of money for his education and, you know, for his clothes and for his whatever, you know, taking care of him. Okay, so they hold on for having children until they are sure of the provision. In Islam, this is a wrong point of view, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that whenever Allah will plan to make you to have a baby, okay, because Allah is the creator. When Allah plans to create a living creature, Allah will provide that living creature. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you to have a baby, because you cannot make a baby and you cannot actually create a baby, okay, the only creator is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the creator is the provider. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala plans to create a living creature, it will be at the same moment that Allah plans for the provision for that creature. So we are not supposed to say that I cannot have more kids or I cannot be pregnant, because we are not sure yet of our financial situation. This is totally wrong, because this means that you are the provider of the baby. This is against the basic law of provision in Islam, which is Allah is the provider of every living creature, and Allah will provide every living creature out of His mercy and out of His wisdom. It must be clear to all that Allah owns the whole universe. Allah plans for all its creatures, so we must realize that Allah the Almighty will make a source of provision for every living creature. And again, sister, this is how the belief will also give you the feeling of mental peace. Suppose a couple married and they are still not well off, and then the wife becomes pregnant. As a true believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are not supposed to be worried about, you know, the provision of that baby, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide every living creature on the earth. When you are a true believer and this will happen, you will have mental peace. You will say Allah is the one who creates the baby, Allah is the one who will provide that baby. So I am not worried at all. So long Allah plans for me to have a baby, so inshallah Allah will plan for me to have the provision of that baby. I am not worried at all. Okay? The fourth rule of the provision, which we will learn inshallah, is that abundant wealth or a lot of wealth is not an indication that Allah is pleased with those people. When you notice that there are some people whom they have a lot of wealth or abundant wealth, okay, you must be sure that this is not an indication that Allah is pleased with them. Because there are some people whom they are under the impression that so long Allah provides this family, for example, with a lot of provision, this means that Allah is pleased with them. This is the wrong concept in Islam. Now inshallah I will give you the proof. We will read now from surah number 43, verse number 33, 34 and 35. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. ولولا أن يكون الناس أمة واحدة لجعلنا لمن يكفر بالرحمن لبيوتهم سقفا من فضة ومعارج عليها يظهرون ولبيوتهم أبوابا وسررا عليها يتكئون وزخرفا وإن كل ذلك لما متاع الحياة الدنيا والآخرة آخرة عند ربك للمتقين. Sister, I will read for you the English translation of these verses of the Quran, then I will clarify it to you more, because it is not, it can be a little bit, you know, not clear. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, and were it not that mankind would have become one community, all disbelievers, we would have provided for those who disbelieve in the most gracious Allah silver roofs for their houses and elevators whereby they ascend, and for their houses doors of silver and thrones of silver on which they could recline, and adornments of gold. Yet all this, roofs, doors, stairs, elevators, thrones of their houses, would have been nothing but an enjoyment of this world, and the hereafter with your Lord is only for the pious. So again, sister, subhanallah, these verses of the Quran actually must be, you know, a clear proof that this worldly life is just deceiving enjoyment. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us an example which must be clear to every one of us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying, I want to give you the meaning in a simple way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates the human being, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows their weakness regarding the wealth. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that. Because Allah knows that the human beings are after the wealth, and everyone is looking to have abundant wealth, because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not make the disbelievers to have houses with roofs of silver and stairs of gold. Why Allah will not make the disbelievers to have houses with roofs of and stairs of gold and a lot of rooms and very expensive issues? Because Allah knows that if this happens, all the human beings on the earth will be disbelievers. Everyone will be looking for the gold and silver. Everyone will forget about the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everyone will choose the materialistic worldly enjoyments, and everyone will forget about the belief and the day of judgment. And because of that only, Allah didn't provide the disbelievers with the silver and the gold in their houses. Okay, this is a clarification, sister, that silver and gold equals nothing in the sight of Allah and in the scale of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, He will not provide it to those whom they are not believing in His oneness. So again and again, sisters, we must realize, maybe this is only giving such less in plenty to disbelievers clearly show how they are priceless on Allah's scale. Allah is clarifying that all these enjoyments are no more than a deceiving enjoyment that lasts no more than this present life, and the other life will be for the bias. Actually, sisters, the problem of this worldly life is that we are living in the worldly life. Okay, and actually it is the truth. The worldly life is the truth now. Okay, we are not sure, if we are not true believers in the oneness of Allah, of the paradise. Okay, and when you remind the people or the believer that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying to us that the hereafter and the paradise will be for the best, and this is what must be the goal of the true believer, people are not interested to listen to this, because people are very busy with what they have now, what they can have it in their hands, the enjoyment of the worldly life. Okay, they are not realizing the truth. Okay, I must realize the truth that there is a paradise and hereafter because of two reasons. Number one, this worldly life is unfair. So there must be another place where that is the fair place. Okay? Number two, everyone is dying. Okay? When I reflect that everyone is dying around me, okay? And number two, they are dying in spite of the fact in this worldly life, some of them were very rich, some of them were very poor, some of them were very sick, some of them were very healthy. Some had a lot, some had little. So there must be another place where everything will be fair. Everyone will be rewarded. Okay, those whom they suffer in this worldly life, they deserve the reward. Those whom they went astray in the worldly life, they deserve the punishment. So there must be another place where this truth will be there. So I must realize that there must be a hereafter. If there is a hereafter, I will believe what Allah is mentioning in the Quran, that it is eternal, and the hereafter none can imagine the enjoyment of the paradise. Accordingly, I will tell to myself, this worldly life is deceiving enjoyment. Okay? Number one, myself, Allah, the Creator, the Provider, is clarifying that and the hereafter with your Lord is only for the wise. Okay? If the hereafter is only for the pious, this means that the hereafter is for the winners. So I am not supposed, you know, to concentrate all my effort and to make my goal only the worldly life, because the worldly life is deceiving enjoyment. Okay? Now, sisters, I will clarify to you about the reality of the provision and the reality of the rule that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give the abundant wealth to those whom He is pleased with them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the abundant wealth to the evil people and to the good people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives little scanty provision to the evil people and to the good people. The causes are different and the goal is different. And I will clarify to you this on the board because it is not a simple. You know, sisters, our problem in this worldly life is that we only concentrate on the outside, okay? When I noticed that so-and-so, she has the biggest house in River Oaks, and she has three Mercedes cars, and she has so-and-so, she is the most happy, Allah loves her, Allah makes her life very good. But are you sure how they got this money? Are you sure this is legal or illegal? Are you sure Allah is pleased with these people and they are actually enjoying that wealth? Nobody is sure of anything. So we must know this fact, which I will mention it to you now about the provision, so that you will concentrate on the main important point. Are you from the evil people or you are from the good people? Because, sister, this is more important than the provision. Okay? Now I will give you the proof. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that provision is not related to the belief. Allah provides the evil and Allah provides the good. Allah provides both of them with an abundant provision. Okay? So now we will have abundant provision for both of them, the evil and the good. The evil people, what they will do with their abundant provision, okay? Number one, they will try to increase it, okay? To increase the provision. How? Because they are evil people, by any illegal way. Okay? So now this is more sins. This is number one. Okay? The whole issue is here, sister. You are evil or good. Number one. Number two, they are never thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because they always believe that they are the ones whom they provide themselves. If you are not thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is more sins. Number three, they will never give that charity. Okay? And this is more sins. Number four, they will spend the money, okay, on the illegal ways also. So all the provision which Allah tested them with, it was for their destruction. Because they have sins in this worldly life and in the hereafter. And again, sisters, sins equals to punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here and there. Okay? So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is providing the evil people with abundant provision, okay, this is for their destruction. Okay? So don't be confused when you notice that there are very rich people. Before you are confused with their wealth, check. Are they evil or they are good people? The wealth is not the important, the provision is not the important, the reality is the important. Okay? Regarding the good people, when Allah will provide them with abundant provision, number one, they are thankful to Allah day and night. Being thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is an act which you will be rewarded for it. So they are rewarded. Number two, they will spend the money for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, charity, helping poor, whatever. So they will be rewarded from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? And they will increase it with the legal ways, and they spend more and more again and again. It is the circle of the reward. Okay? So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide with abundance to the good people, it is for their reward. Okay, sister, this is how we are supposed to evaluate the wealth and the provision, okay, according to the reality of the people. Now suppose Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the other situation will give scanty provision. Okay, when Allah will give scanty provision to the evil people, number one, they will actually be against the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will not like it. Oh Allah, why we are poor? We want to be rich. This is not good. I don't believe. I don't like. I will never pray. I will do whatever I like to get the wealth from any illegal way. Okay? And actually, this is the way for the crimes. Okay? And whatever corruption on the earth. Okay, because those are the people, okay, the evil people, when they have scanty provision. Okay, regarding the good people, when they have the scanty provision, number one, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, they will know that this is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to test their patience. Okay, their acceptance of Allah's decree. Okay, and actually, they always pass that test because they are good people. They know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying them. Okay? So immediately they show the patience and acceptance. They are rewarded. Okay? And it will be their way to paradise. And this, both of them, they will be their way to the hell. Okay? So sisters, when you evaluate the people, don't evaluate their provision. Evaluate their reality. And when you are looking for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you provision, ask Allah first to make you from the good people. So that when you will have either abundant or scanty, inshallah you are rewarded in both situations. This is how we Muslim believers are supposed to evaluate the provision and to call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, number one, to make us from the good people so that the provision will be for our sake, not for against us in this life and in the hereafter. Inshallah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inshallah, sisters, I will give you examples of these four, you know, categories. Okay, from the Quran. So that you will realize, okay, that this is the truth, and so that you will be always calling on Allah to be from the good people. Okay, number one, start with the good people. Allah provides them abundant provision, and we will read from Surah Saba, Surah number 34, verse number 10 and 11. We will learn many examples from the Quran, from the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about these categories of the provision, so that inshallah you will have a clear plan and a clear goal about what you are looking for from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we will read from Surah number 34, okay, verse number 10 and 11. 10 and 11. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد آتينا داود منا فضلا يا جبال أوبي معه والطير وألنا له الحديد أن اعمل سابغات وقدر في السرد واعملوا صالحا إني بما تعملون بصير. And indeed we bestowed grace on David from us, saying, O you mountains, glorify Allah with him, and you birds also, and we made the iron soft for him, saying, make you perfect coats of mail, and balance well the rings of chain armor, and work you men rightness. Truly, I am all seer of what you do. Actually, sisters, again, I have to clarify to you this, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted Prophet David special forms of provision, okay, which was only for him. Okay, this is the abundant provision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Prophet David. Number one, his unusual, beautiful voice. Prophet David had the best voice ever. And when he raised his voice singing Allah's praises, and glorifying Allah, the mountains and the birds echoed him. Okay, so you can try to imagine that when he will start to sing, because of his voice, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides him with the best voice, you will notice that the birds and the mountains will echo his voice. Okay? And actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make that special provision for Prophet David. This is number one. Number two, Allah makes the iron to be soft for him. Okay? This is another aspect of provision for Prophet David. It appears that iron was softened in a different way from what normally occurs. Nowadays we learn that you can make the iron hot and then you can try to push it strongly, then it will be soft. But at the time of Prophet David, the situation was different. Only Allah knows how Prophet David can make the iron soft, a form of provision, special provision for Prophet David. The third special provision for Prophet David, actually, I have to clarify to you on the board. Reports suggest that prior to David's time, armor was plated. What is for this? This is the soldier, okay, and he wants to have an iron coat. Okay, it was only made up of one plate. Okay? This is the iron coat. Okay, only one plate. Okay? Or one sheet. Which was very heavy for the soldier, okay, to carry, because it is just, you know, as you have a coat, but it is a coat made of, metal. So it is very heavy to carry, and it was not allowing them for movement, because it is only one piece. Okay, Allah instructed Prophet David in how to make it from fine links, you know, like this. Fine links like this, connected together. Okay, so that it will allow the soldier to move his body. Number one. Number two, it is not so heavy because it is small pieces of the metal. Number three, the spaces between these small pieces will be small so that no one can attack the body of the soldier. Okay, so this was, you know, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed Prophet David, okay, to make. And this was a special for Prophet David. He is the first one, you know, to change the plate, to change the armor from one plate to these very small pieces of metal. Okay? And at the end, sisters, Prophet David was thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all this special provision. This is the example of the good people whom Allah granted them special provision, and they were thankful for him. Prophet David and his son Prophet Sulaiman, they were thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the good people whom they have special provision. What about the good people whom Allah tested them with patience, scanty provision? This is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay? If you are looking for someone who lived his life in a very scanty, with a very scanty provision, this is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace be upon him, in spite of the fact that at a time his people mentioned to him that they can give him whatever he is looking for, gold and silver, and to forget about the message of Islam. He said to them, if you put the sun on my right side and the moon on my left side, I will never leave it. Okay, so he was the role model for the true believer, the best human being ever created on the earth. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested him with the scanty provision. Okay, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace be upon him, with the role model and the best human being to teach us the patience and the acceptance. So whenever there is a true believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing him or her with the scanty provision, look for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Peace be upon him. Have Prophet Muhammad as your role model. Tell yourself all praise to Allah. Allah makes me like Prophet Muhammad, the best ever created human being on the earth. and I will be patient like him, and I will accept the decree of Allah. I am looking for the reward from Allah, the Almighty, and I am sure that Allah, as we clarified in rule number 3, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide me from anyway. I am not worried about my provision. If it is scanty, I am accepting it, O Allah, and I am patient with it. And be sure, sister, that when you are accepting the decree of Allah, and when you are patient with the decree of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy for you to live this life with scanty provision. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make His mercy to be showering your life, so your health will be good, your kids will be good, the love will be there at home, and everything in the family relations will be in the best shape. And actually, this is the best provision in life, more than the wealth provision. And always try to look around you, and you can notice that in the very, very big mansions, there is only a mansion, there is only a wife and a husband and one son or one daughter. Okay, it is always very empty places, and it is very cold places. There is no warmth, there is no people, there is nothing. Okay, so don't evaluate the outside palaces or mansions. Okay, try always to look for the quality of the human being. Now, inshallah, we will learn about the bad people, and actually we will start by learning about a story from the Quran, from Surah Saba.